I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. These two yachties always do their best, and unlike Jean-Luc, they've never lost a guest. It's Watch What Happens Live with Danny and Allie from Below Deck Sailing Yacht now.
Andy Cohen's got the 411, king of midnight fun, MCAC, on Bravo TV.
Hey, ladies. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, following an episode of Below Deck Sailing Yacht that ended with a bang. And maybe one between two deckhands. Please welcome from the Parsifal 3 crew, second stew Danny Soares and third stew Allie Dorr. Hi.
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
Hi, Andy.
Great to see you both. You're both in Australia. Who's in Sydney?
I'm in Sydney.
And you're in Melbourne.
Yeah, I'm back home in Melbourne.
Oh, I'm so jealous. In honor of International Women's Day, we've got an all-female virtual audience at the bar. Yay! Hey, everybody. By the way, all right. By the way, Danny, what was your reaction to Natasha getting so defensive about the pita bread?
I just think Natasha is so proud of her job, and she just doesn't want to, you know, say that something went wrong. She just wants to make sure everything's okay.
Well, by the way, since you were on service for breakfast, can either of you confirm whether Natasha was lying about the amount of pita breads she made? I don't know why I'm digging into this, but I'm kind of interested.
I was under the impression that it was one basket. So I don't know how many pitas that is, but it doesn't, I don't think that's 20.
Okay, see that? We're making headway. We're getting to the bottom of this. Arlie M. wants to know, on a scale of 1 to 10, how terrible of an idea is it to hook up with your boss so early in the charter season? We're talking about Sydney and Gary, of course. What do you guys think?
I would say it's an 11.
It's an 11.
So with, it a 12.
Without giving anything away, is this going to come back to bite either one of them as the season goes on?
Yes.
Have to right. Wait and see.
Oh, my God. Mallory L. wants to know, Allie, did you see that makeout with Sydney happening, or did it catch you by surprise? Were you eyeballing her, or did you get carried away in the moment, or what?
Honestly, I can't remember much after that absinthe shot. I think you can hear me say that absinthe shot has really sent me over the edge. So it's kind of a blur. I don't think I would have expected anyone. That could have been Glenn in front of me. I would have been like, oh.
Wow. Danny, Carla M. wants to know, did you really think it's a good idea to talk crap about the crew with Gary in Spanish? considering it'll just be subtitled and everyone will know what you said when the episode airs?
It was just fun, you know. We're not actually gonna, I mean, we might say something bad, I don't know, but it was just fun.
Lily R. said, I felt like Sydney was getting a bit jealous every time Gary was flirting with Allie during the night in. Do you think she had a crush on him from the start, or was it just her wanting a body next to her, like she said?
It looked like she was onto him from second one.
You agree?
Yeah,
I agree on that one.
Wow, interesting. Danny, watching tonight's episode back, do you wish you hadn't turned in early?
No, it's probably for the best. It's just the first night. You don't want to go all in the first night.
Right, see that? Well, the Parsifal 3 crew barely knew each other before getting to know each other intimately tonight. So before they round any further bases, let's cover the basics and learn about our guests. So did either of you watch Below Deck before joining the show?
Yeah, I did. I'm a big fan of Below Deck.
Oh, you're a big Below Deck fan. Yeah. Have any previous Below Deck stews or deckhands reached out to you yet?
Yeah, especially Izzy. She's in Sydney. So we have met, we talk a lot, and I love her.
Who did you say? I missed it. Mm-hmm. Oh, Izzy. Oh, great.
Izzy.
Were you guys happy that you worked with Captain Glenn, or do you think you would have preferred Lee or Sandy's leadership? What do you think, Danny?
I'm definitely happy that I work with Glenn. I think he's perfect for my style.
What about you, Allie?
Oh yeah, I think it would be unanimous for everyone. We adore Glenn. We call Glenn our Lord Savior. He's just amazing.
What makes him so amazing, by the way, would you say?
He creates this dynamic amongst the crew where you really, really respect him, and all you want to do is just do the best possible job possibly without being micromanaged by him. So he really takes a step back, but we give him 100%.
That's great. What's the weirdest request a charter guest has asked for, Allie?
I've actually had a charter guest who was having a bit of a drunken party weekend for his birthday, and he took a real liking to me. He ended up pulling out a large amount of cash, putting it on the table, and asked me to stay the night with him. I said no, and then he doubled it. And I said no, and then I asked to be taken away from service with him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to ask if either of you have ever had a dalliance with a charter guest after a charter has ended.
No, definitely not.
Not after the charter ended.
Ooh.
You see?
Wow. Tell me about that.
Honestly, I thought I was in love for like 3 seconds, but it ended as soon as this charter ended.
Wow. And did the other crew members find out that this was happening?
Yeah, actually my chief Stu found out, and she was actually very supportive.
She was supportive or not?
She was.
Wow. And that was Daisy, and that's coming up this season on Below Deck Sailing Yacht?
Ooh.
I'm just kidding. All right. Okay. Thank you very much, ladies. Well, a long legacy of Below Deck interior drama predates my guests, and it's all laid out before them like a meticulously tucked in sheet that Daisy wished would be turned over faster. So let's see how Danny would handle situations from season past with Give Me a Second Stew. How would you handle accidentally creating mustard gas in an enclosed interior? Has that ever happened to you?
No, and that would not happen. That's pretty basic.
How would you handle your chief stew taking back your stripes because she didn't feel you were measuring up to her expectations?
Well, if she was right, then I would just put my head down and work. But if she wasn't, we would talk about it.
How would you handle charter guests physically lifting you up and deadlifting you for their enjoyment?
Well, I would be very direct and strict with them. That's crazy.
How would you handle a deckhead continuously flirting with you even while in front of his girlfriend?
That would be really uncomfortable. I'm a flirt myself, but yeah, that would be a big no-no.
What would you do if your chef insisted you deliver a plate of obviously unappetizing nachos to the charter guests? Would you refuse?
100%. I would tell her to do something better, or if she wants any help.
Wow. All right. Thank you very much. Those are... Everybody's got an opinion, what can I say? Being a great stew means having to make major decisions on the fly, like in Allie's case, whether she wants to hook up with Gary. So Allie, I wanna help you weigh your options. With Gary or quite contrary, I'm gonna pick Gary against other below deck men. Tell us who you'd rather. Who would you rather, Gary or Eddie Lucas?
Eddie.
Who would you rather, Gary or Joao Franco?
Gary.
Who would you rather, Gary or Brian St. Pern?
Brian.
Who would you rather, Gary or James Huff?
James?
Who would you rather, Gary or Kelly Johnson?
Gary. Kelly's a bit cringe.
Oh, who would you rather, Gary or Alex Radcliffe? My man.
Alex.
Who would you rather, Gary or Chef Adam?
Gary's got less of a temper.
Ah, okay. Who would you rather, Gary or Chef Ben?
Ben, I love Ben.
Okay, last up, who would you rather, Gary or Sustainable Shane?
Sustainable Shane, we're on the same level.
Oh my God, I love saying Sustainable Shane. Thanks for playing. Well, this International Women's Day, Pure Leaf is saying no is beautiful by celebrating women saying no to anything that doesn't make their life better and yes to the things that matter to them. To honor the occasion, here's a montage of some of our favorite moments when powerful Bravo women stood up for the things that matter most.
And now let me mention my family. Dorinda, Luann, Ramona, who have been with me every step of the way.
How do I transform my voice into power? Come on.
Their voices not only matter, but are needed.
You did all this work, and we're just thanking you.
Thank you for inspiring us.
I love y'all. This is sisterhood.
I love these girls.
To celebrate International Women's Day tonight, we've got an all-female audience at the Pure Leaf Bar. Let's take some of their questions. Bettina, what's your question for Danny?
Hi, Danny.
Hi.
I have a two-part question. Were you surprised that there was so much tension between your boss, Daisy, and your roommate, Natasha, so early on? And are you going to be caught in the middle of them at some point?
I was very surprised because it was just the first charter, but they're both very strong women. So you're going to have to keep watching to see.
All right. Indra, what's your question for Allie?
Hi, Allie.
Hey.
How did you feel when you watched the show back and saw that Daisy was concerned by your timing and hoped you had half a brain because she thinks that's all it takes to be a junior stew?
Yeah, that was an eyebrow raiser.
I know Daisy's personality quite well now, and she's quite dry and she's quite direct. And I like people like that. That's why we click really well. So that didn't faze me at all. And it's kind of true. I mean, you don't need to be a rocket scientist to be a genius, too.
Ah, all right. Well, there you go. Now we've established that. Thank you, virtual audience. For both of you, Alana B. said, if you were on the late shift and you couldn't find something, would you have woken up Daisy like Jean-Luc did to Gary, or is that a major no-no?
No, that's definitely a no, unless it was something like super important, otherwise no.
Well, speaking of Jean-Luc, by now we're all familiar with yachties who are too big for their britches, but at 6'9", Jean-Luc may be the first yachtie to be too big for the boat. So let's play a round of, are they taller than Jean-Luc? I'm gonna read off celebrities. Guess how they stack up. Is Snoop Dogg taller than Jean-Luc? Ladies, Allie.
No, surely not.
Danny.
No.
He is not. He's 6'4". Okay, is LeBron James taller than Jean-Luc? Allie.
Ooh, he might be. Yeah, I'm
going to
say yes.
Danny.
Yes.
He is exactly the same height. They're both 6'9". Is Big Bird taller than Jean-Luc? I don't know if you have Big Bird in Australia, but is he taller? Allie.
I'm going to go with yes.
Danny.
I'm going to go with yes as well.
Yes, he is. He's 8'2". Okay. Is a London telephone box taller than Jean-Luc? Allie.
I'm going to go with no.
What about you, Danny?
I'm going to go with no as well.
Yes, it is. It's 8'3". Okay. Is Bridget Nielsen taller than Jean-Luc?
Ooh.
Allie.
No.
Danny.
I don't think so. No,
she's 6'1", everybody. Don't go crazy about her. Okay, was Andre the Giant taller than Jean-Luc? Allie.
He's a giant, so surely.
And you, Danny?
Yes.
Yes, he was. He was 7'4". Okay, last up, is my California King mattress longer than Jean-Luc? Allie.
No.
Danny.
Yes?
Barely. It's 7 foot in length. All right. Thank you for playing that gripping game. I enjoyed it. For both of you, Iris D wants to know if you were surprised when you found out Natasha hasn't had sex in 5 years. Seems like a lifetime in yada years, Iris said.
Oh, I was so surprised. I don't even know how is that possible.
Danny H said, Allie, why do you find it exciting that Gary flirts with everyone on the boat? Aren't you concerned one of you ladies is going to catch feelings and get hurt?
Exciting. I don't know if exciting is the word. I'm just realistic about it. I mean, I can see it. He's very flirty. But, I mean, Danny's flirty. I'm flirty. It's like, we kind of all are.
All right. Tierney B wants to know how Daisy compares to other chief stews you've worked with, Danny. Is she more laid back than most?
She is very laid back. It doesn't look like it, but she is. She really trusts my work, and I love it.
On a scale from 1 to 10, Allie, how would you rate Natasha's vegan cooking?
Oh, a definite 10. Natasha really took that challenge, and she dominated it. I was impressed.
Stevie G said, so far this season, who's been your least favorite stewardess task to do? What's been your least favorite stewardess task to do?
Mine would be sorting out the placemats and really tedious tasks like that.
What about you?
I hate making the beds, to be honest. It's something that I'm not a big fan of.
Speaking of making the beds, Lola Kay said, how awkward was it when the guests were walking by and you were still in the middle of turndowns? Looking back on that now, do you see how big of a no-no that is? I mean, I've been a guest on a boat and walked into my room when someone's turning down my bed. Why is that such a big deal?
I guess it kind of interrupts the flow of their night. You definitely want to keep all of the service things behind closed doors. But, I mean, I can only do my best.
Absolutely. Jackie P. wants to know, Danny, were you annoyed that Daisy pawned off the responsibilities to train Allie onto you? Isn't that part of a chief stew's duties to make sure her team knows what they're doing?
Yeah, it is. But it's also really nice to know that she trusts me to do that.
Oh, well, that's a good. And how was she as a teacher?
Danny was super clear, really informative. I felt like I was in good hands, and she was really patient.
Aw. Very good. It is time for Watch What Happens 5. Every profession comes with personality traits attached, so I hope my guests are proud of the fact that yachties may be the horniest people on Earth. In celebration of their sex-positive lifestyle at sea, I'm counting down the top 5 professions that I find unexpectedly sexy. Number 5, will indulge your flight of fancy. It's air traffic controllers. At number 4, they're handy, helpful, and not scared to tackle a humbling mess. Plumbers. Number 3, knows how to grind. It's butchers. At number 2, if you get a little dirty, they'll sweep you off your feet. Janitors. And at number 1, I love a man who can make you laugh. Rodeo clowns are sexy. Whoever invented that app just to help meet farmers, feel free to help me out with the rodeo clown version. I want to thank Danny and Allie for being here. We'll see you tomorrow night at 10 after Dallas. Watch our after show presented by Pure Leaf on Twitter now. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thank you. Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
We are back. Danny Sorensen, Allie Dorr here from Below Deck Sailing Yacht Mondays at 9 over at our Pure Leaf Bar celebrating International Women's Day. It's our all-female audience. Hey, ladies. Great to see you. Danny, Liana H. wants to know why you didn't step in for Daisy when it came time to set the table for breakfast when she clearly let the ball drop. Do you agree with the way Natasha spoke to her?
I wasn't sleeping. But yeah, I think the table should have been set and things could have gone much quicker.
Also, Danny, Boris L. wants to know, why didn't John Luke ask you where the covers were before waking up his boss? You were on shift and could have helped.
Well, clearly he didn't know. He didn't think I would know. He didn't know.
There you go. I want to go to our all-female audience and see if anybody has any questions for me or for the ladies, whoever you want to talk to. The two women in the third box on the top. Hi.
Hi, I'm Demi. This is my sister-in-law, Sarah.
Hi.
Bravo. So question, if you were to be on the other Below Deck, which guy would you have hooked up with from the other shows?
Oh, interesting. Okay, anyone you have your eye on, Allie or Danny?
I love Colin. I think he's really, really sweet.
Oh, that's nice. What about you?
I like Kelly. I think Kelly's quite cute.
Yes, he is.
Great choice.
I agree. Good choices, ladies. Anyone else in the audience? Yes, the woman on the bottom, second square, raising her hand with the headphones. Yes, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
Andy, my question is for you.
Okay.
So I am a huge Family Karma fan, and I actually host a podcast called Family Karma Cast. And cool. We're just wondering when we can expect to see the first South Asian housewife.
Oh, good question. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. As soon as we see a great one in casting, I guess. I mean, I think that would be great. The next frontier. Let's make it happen. Absolutely. And I'm glad you're into Family Karma. Everybody loves that show. All right. Well, thank you to our Pure Leaf Bar audience celebrating International Women's Day. And thank you, Ali and Danny. For more, click around bravotv.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loreau, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.